You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and let's welcome our very important puzzler, designer Jonathan Adler. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm a huge fan. So this is like chakra tingling.
That is very nice. Now, I call you Jonathan. Do you go by Jonathan?
I go by anything. Sure. My husband calls me Johnny, but whatever.
Johnny.
Sure.
All right. Jonathan, you started as a potter. You went to RISD, which is, if you don't know, is the Rhode Island School of Design. Were you like at the top of your class?
Well, no, actually, it's funny you say that. I actually went to Brown, and I wanted to go to RISD for grad school. And my teacher at RISD, I took classes there.
Okay.
I asked her if I could apply to grad school, and she said, Jonathan, I got to be honest, you're not talented. I don't think you can go to grad school at RISD. And it really happened, and she was a very mean teacher, and I shouldn't say her name. I'll just say that her name begins with J and ends in Acklin Rice. Just saying. So I always had, you know, her to rebel against, and she's stoked my fire to become a successful potter.
So, yeah. Oh my. So someone tells you that, no, this is not your calling whatsoever, and what do you do?
I moved to New York and got a job at a talent agency and luckily proved to be a terrible employee, got fired from every job, like slept with everybody in the office, kept getting fired. And then I was at wit's end, had no job prospects and just got a pottery studio and taught classes at night at a place called Mud, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, awesome.
Potters love puns. And the rest is pottery history.
Well, now, I wouldn't say you look like the archetype of a potter.
No, I think Jonathan might look
Jonathan
a bit more
Coulton
like the archetype
like the
of a potter.
Wait a minute.
You're right. Yeah.
I don't know how to take that.
Well, potters are not like big fans of shaving and grooming. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, no, I know
you
what you mean.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Neither am I. I bathe. For the record, I bathe.
No, you look clean. Clean. Just for the listeners, he looks very, very,
very
lovely
clean.
And clean. He's just not a fan of the razor.
If you get up close, I smell fantastic.
I believe that.
So your first ceramic collection was sold to Barney's Department Store in 1994?
Correct.
And what did that collection look like?
It was very stripey and nifty and sort of zippy and mod looking. It was really cute.
It was mod.
Yeah, very mod.
And colors, you're known for colors.
Yes.
And it was glazed with bright colors.
Bright colors. And it was good. I look back at it and I was like, wow, I was pretty good at being a potter. I was a terrible business person, though. I got that order, shipped the pots to Barney's, and didn't get paid for 6 months. And then my dad was like, you got to get paid. And I called them up and I was like, hey, I don't mean to bother you. I'm that guy who made those stripy pots. And I was just wondering if I could maybe get paid because I was an idiot. And they're like, well, you're the guy who didn't send an invoice. And I was like, what's an invoice? So I've come a long way in the intervening
like,
years.
Oh, little potter.
I know. I was a naive little potter, so I'm less naive.
And so your design, I think it has a lot of humor to it. There's a lot of wit. I know you have these ceramic canisters in your store that have labels on them. There's one that says Viagra.
Yes.
And one that says Prozac, very
Prozac,
funny.
Prozac, Quaaludes, poppers, all your essentials.
Right, but you know. Mm-hmm. And I like that someone described your aesthetic as, sincerity, which was cynicism and sincerity mixed together. Which
yes.
I really liked that.
And a lot of sibilant S's, which can be dangerous, but yes. It is sincerity.
How do you like your style described? Or how do you like it not described? How about that?
I like my style described as full of style, craft, and joy. That's kind of what I strive to mm-hmm. communicate in everything I make. That, you know, I believe design, I hope my design is very chic, and I'm sort of a very rigorous, thoughtful designer, but I also want my work to communicate the joy that I experience in making it.
Huh, you're happy, huh?
Intermittently. Actually, you know what? My work looks happy, but it takes a lot of, like, mud, sweat, and tears to make happy-looking stuff.
Okay, now, Jonathan, we're going to bring you back later in the show for your very own challenge, but right now you are going to help us with our phone game.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Hello, caller.
Hi, Amphira. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Abby Durlester from St. Louis, Missouri, and I am calling from my grandmother's guest bedroom because she is the only person I know who still has a landline.
I know.
And she is in the other room listening to Murder, She Wrote loud enough that I can still hear the plot, so it's been perfect.
This is just a ploy for us to get our listeners to visit their grandparents, actually, this
Absolutely.
Whole caller thing
and
on a landline.
Worked. She's grateful, so.
That's awesome. Abby, are you a fan of Jonathan Adler's work?
Huge fan.
Oh.
Do you own any of the pieces?
Yeah, I have a bunch. I have a poof. I think my favorite is probably the bowl because I'm a lawyer, but I like to have a fun office so that I don't feel like a lawyer. And so I like to keep him there. He cheers me up.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
And her hobby is also refurbishing housewares and furniture, and I'm told that you recently went on Etsy and had a sale, huh?
I did. I'm very excited. My first one.
Well done. Okay.
Mazel tov.
So this game is called Random Questions with Jonathan Adler. Abby, before the show, we asked Jonathan a few random questions with two possible answers, like Prince or Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And all you have to do is answer how you think he did. For example, Jonathan, what did you say, Prince or Michael Jackson?
I think I said Prince, it's a little red Corvette thing.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That sealed the deal for me.
Little red Corvette. Yes.
Totally.
So if you said Prince, you would get a point for that. And if you get enough right, we will send you an Ask Me Another prize.
Woo!
That's right. That's right, Abby. Get excited. So here's your first question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wearing white after Labor Day. Do or don't?
Well, I am going to say that Jonathan said that was a do because I don't think he cares about goofy rules like that.
Wow.
Holla.
Perfect.
That's a do.
And just to let you know, he is currently wearing white pants.
Oh, yeah. I yeah. had to know.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't care about that white
rule. No, I don't understand that. And white jeans are my everyday attire, and it's one less decision I have to make in the morning.
Exactly. Where did that rule even come from?
I don't know. Like the 19th century or something.
I can go ask my grandmother.
Yeah, your grandmother.
She probably knows.
Don't interrupt her show, though. She's watching her show.
Oh, completely. I just hope, you know, one of her friends doesn't call with the call waiting.
Oh, boy. Anyway. It's going to be a mess, and then they're going to come over and find out what's wrong. We posed this hypothetical question to Jonathan. You're on one of those people movers at the airport terminal. Do you stand on the right, or do you walk past people on the left? What do you think he said?
Well, Jonathan lives in New York, which means he walks past people on the left.
I actually walk over people on the left. Like, if you're on one of those people movers and you're in front of me, get the hell out of my way, because you are annoying me. Just move on. I am a zippy, zippy person. So yep. You're correct.
I like punching them as I whiz by.
Right?
Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
Very smart. Very smart, Abby. Okay, who does the dishes more in the house, Jonathan or his husband, Simon Doonan?
I was going to say Liberace, their dog, but I will say Simon. Oh.
That is incorrect. I grew up with a mother whose main focus in life was making sure that every dish that went into the dishwasher was spotlessly clean. And I spent my whole childhood mocking her, and now I have become her. So if Simon does the dishes, I'm like hanging over his shoulder, like making sure there's no specks, so I do them.
I am also Jewish, Jonathan, so I feel like we have that true understanding.
I feel you.
I like how we all just cut to the chase culturally, huh?
Well, we were skirting around the issue. It's all euphemisms for the same thing.
I think we know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm at my grandmother's. You get it. Yeah, I got it. How does Jonathan pronounce the thing you put flowers in? Vase or vase?
Ooh. I'm going to go with vase.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never understood vase, never understood aunt. They all sound too fancy. I'm vase and aunt.
Absolutely.
Well, totes.
You feel like people are just lying when they do that,
yeah,
right?
I'm like, were you ever a child? Like, it sounds so old.
Right, or just like one of your friends when you're eating, you know, Italian food, they're like, the ravioli. You're like, okay, relax. All right. All right, well, I think you did really well. I think
she won. I think Abby
won. Okay. Yeah. Woo. Our puzzle girl said you won.
Yay.
So, Abby, we are going to send you an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Jonathan Adler.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Right.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, you guys. It was a real treat.
Thanks so much, Abby, and enjoy Passover, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
Don't forget Shavuos.
Shavuos. Jonathan, we'll see you later for your Ask Me Another Challenge. Have another hand for Jonathan Adler.
Thank you.
Would you love to be a contestant on our show but can't get a direct flight to Brooklyn? Not to worry, you can now play over the phone. All you need is a landline or a friend, parent, or grandparent with one. And you too can compete and maybe win a prize. So reach out to us by sending us an email to askmeanother@npr.org, or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook. Operators are standing by.